This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China's Ministry of Education is now calling for an urgent nationwide inspection of school buses. The announcement comes after a severely overloaded school bus collided with a truck in Gansu, killing 20, including 18 preschoolers. The bus, designed to carry 9, was carrying 64 when the accident happened. The emergency notice issued by the central authorities calls for a safety review of all the school buses across the country. Any of them found to be at risk are to be pulled off the road. Shenzhou 8, now getting set to return to Earth. The unmanned spacecraft has now decoupled from the Tiangong 1 prototype space lab and is due to return to Earth later tonight. As part of its time in space, Shenzhou 8 has successfully docked twice with Tiangong 1. Experiments are critical to help establish a manned Chinese space station by 2020. People's Bank of China now says that it will continue to maintain its current prudent monetary policies. However, at the same time, the central bank also says that it's going to make its policies more targeted and flexible. PBOC now says that it will preset or fine-tune the policies according to changes in the domestic and global economy. Central bank's decision comes amid growing speculation about how the authorities plan to move the economy forward, given that GDP growth in the third quarter expanded at the slowest pace in 2 years. However, the PBOC report also warns that the future trend of consumer prices remains unclear, saying the foundation for stable price levels is not solid. Greece's new coalition government has won its first confidence vote by a wide margin. 255 of the 300-member parliament have voted to support the unity government of Loukos Papademos. The vote should now pave the way for the Papademos-led government to ratify the new eurozone bailout for Greece. Ratification is being viewed as a critical step toward keeping the country from defaulting.
The European mechanisms that were created for the financial support and to deal with the crisis do not have the firepower, and its operational flexibility is also required to avert the spreading of the crisis.
Papademos is trying to build up support to try to secure Greece's new 130 billion euro bailout deal. However, he's facing a number of key challenges. Opposition leader Antonio Samaras has been refusing to provide the written guarantee demanded by the EU to meet the terms of the bailout. Italy's new government has now been sworn in. New Prime Minister Mario Monti and his new cabinet are now set to begin their daunting task of trying to stave off Italy's heavily debt-driven financial crisis. Monti and his team, which is composed of experts in their respective fields who are not politicians, were sworn in after the new Italian prime minister publicly unveiled his cabinet. The new government is expected to face a confidence vote in both chambers of parliament on Thursday and Friday. The Arab League now says that it will send in observers should Syria decide to implement the peace plan that it's put forward. Proposal for observers is now in the hands of the Syrian government. Latest move by the Arab League comes following Syria's move to release nearly 1,800 detainees. The release of prisoners is part of a set of commitments the Syrian government agreed to try to end the violence in the country. Other steps would also include removing the Syrian military from urban areas and setting up talks with the opposition. A man is now under arrest in connection with a shooting at the White House in the U.S. Capitol. Suspect has been arrested in Pennsylvania in connection with Friday's shooting. 2 bullets were fired at the White House Friday evening. One of the bullets managed to hit a window, which is made of bulletproof glass. Secret Service says the 21-year-old suspect has a record of arrests in a number of other states. U.S. President Barack Obama now says that the United States sees a future in the Asia-Pacific region and wants more cooperation with China. While addressing Australia's parliament in Canberra, Obama says that Asia is critical to achieving his highest priority, which is creating jobs and opportunity for the American people. Obama has also reaffirmed that the United States is not increasing its military presence in Australia due to the threat of a rising China. China's environment watchdog now says that PM2.5, a new and tighter air quality index, is going to be implemented nationwide in 2016. The move comes amid mounting public criticism of the current air pollution monitoring standards. A recent spate of high pollution in Beijing has prompted a lot of discussion about the air quality standards, given that there is a wide disparity in what the local government reports compared to the standards used by others, including the U.S. Embassy. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.